you're in the 06010.
Welcome into the Fantasy Focus DFS podcast, CSS DFS, as we have come to call it. You can find us on video every Thursday during the season, but for our playoffs, we are not on video. We are remote. We are doing this from our homes. The podcast is presented by Geico. You can download Fantasy Focus wherever you listen to podcasts. My name is Daniel Dopp. In front of me is Mike Clay from his tricked out sports memorabilia basement. What do you got behind you there today, Mike? Is there anything special that you put up?
Yeah, so you're actually seeing this before anyone else. I didn't post it yet. I just got it yesterday, my new iRacing rig. So I got the big upgrade. It's sitting behind me. This is kind of useless to say because no one listening could see it. But I'll put some pictures on social. I just built it yesterday. I'm pretty pumped up for it. It's pretty awesome.
Can you paint a visual picture for everybody? Like, it's a 3-monitor system.
Yeah, it's triple screen.
Yeah.
Legit wheel, pedals. I mean, the whole thing. It's a well-built machine for my friends down at Carolina Sim Rigs. Casey down there built one. He builds them for the drivers to use them to put them in their home to practice. So he built me one, and it's the big new addition. I bought myself a toy, my friends.
Oh my gosh. I am so pumped for you. Also, seeing the smile on your face is like super real. So I know you're also really pumped about it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That is really exciting. Al, top that, my friend.
I can't. I'm super excited. Like, now I want to see, like, Mike stream on Twitch.
Uh-huh.
Right? I want to watch him race. I want to see, like, a face cam on him, and I want to see him racing. Like, I'm into this.
Yeah, I might have to talk to you. I need some pro tips on that because people ask about that. And a lot of people do use Twitch for it. And I'm in Monday Night Racing. My first race back is Monday night. So we'll be on Podium Esports and doing the event. Usually there's some cup guys in there. Kyle Busch sponsors it. He runs every race. So we have a lot of fun with it, but I haven't been able to race, guys, because it's been football season. So my first race back is Monday night. I'm excited.
You're 100% streaming this. I'm getting this set up for you.
I am stoked about this. All right, let's look back real quick at last week. Mike took home the W, 115.96 points. It was a tough week last week. I, with starting Leonard Fournette because life got involved and I couldn't pull out Leonard Fournette from my lineup, started with 99.2 points. So I just fell under that 100-point barrier, which is tough. But I, Peroska, 178.72, bringing home the W in the DFS, fantasy-focused DFS pool that we have. Join our free league over at DraftKings, free to enter. $200 in total prizes. Follow at Mike Clay NFL. I am at Daniel Dopp. At Al Zeidenfeld, we'll tweet out a link to the league as well as some lineups. It should be a lot of fun. We're going to keep doing this for the rest of the playoffs, even though, Mike, I'm going to say this, you have, and I hate to use this term, but mathematically clinched the trophy for this year. So congratulations to you, my friend.
I got hot at the right time. I'm finishing up strong, going into the playoffs like the 49ers, I guess, right? Red hot. And then pull off the win in the first round. So 12-7 for the year, up 145 points. I don't know what to say, man. I had that lull in the middle of the season where I was infuriated.
You were doubting yourself at that point.
I mean, like, what, 3 weeks in a row, bad performances. I was a little upset, but I showed up for film session a little early, got a couple extra workouts in. You know,
first guy in the building, last one to leave.
That's very greedy. 100%. I brought my lunch pail.
Coach's kid.
To setting the lineup. Exactly. So we bounced back. We finished strong, and we're ready for a title run here.
So this week, who are we bouncing back with at quarterback, Mike? Because even though I can't mathematically win the title anymore, I do still just want to beat you from here on out just to make you – just because it's personal to me now. You know what I mean? So who should I be starting at quarterback this week in cash games?
I hear you. I guess I could rest the starters, but I'm not going to do that. You know, we're going all in. We don't want to use the quote-unquote momentum. We don't want to lose it here in the late stages of the season. So why not take the best quarterback in fantasy, Josh Allen? Checks in at 7,600. He is the highest priced quarterback this week, but I haven't projected for 4.5 more points than anyone else. I mean, this is a guy who can get 3x his salary easily. He averaged 24 points per game during the regular season. He has 20 plus fantasy points in 13 of his last 16 games. Think about that. I mean, the guy is absolute money. That's what you want in cash. And Allen certainly delivers. Speaking of delivering, how about 60 plus rushing yards in four straight games? Unbelievable. That's like That's like 1.5 passing touchdowns on his own. Obviously a tough matchup last week against New England. Didn't matter. 5 touchdowns, 38 fantasy points. And remember, these teams played earlier this season, back in week 5, Allen had no trouble. 315 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. He had 59 yards and a rushing touchdown. Just unbelievable. It doesn't matter. By the way, the Chiefs, most fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks over the past 4 weeks, third most for the season. This is a team that's also allowed the most rushing touchdowns to quarterbacks this season, with 7. So it just adds up to a huge game again for Josh Allen in what could be a very high-scoring game. So I want him in my lineup.
Okay, love that. Seems pretty obvious that Allen makes a ton of sense there, especially like you said, if it's going to be a high-scoring game, they're going to go back and forth. Josh Allen is definitely going to score points. Al, I want to ask you about Matthew Stafford, who last week basically faded Cooper Kupp all game long in favor of everybody else in that offense. And it worked for them, and it worked for Matthew Stafford. $6,200 this week. Tell me what you like about Matthew Stafford as far as a tournament play.
So that's the thing. So like Josh Allen is a monster and Patrick Mahomes is amazing. And like, it's very easy one to pick the high dollar quarterbacks, and pricing is very friendly this week because, you know, it's playoff week. They're trying to get a lot of people in the door. And so they've made pricing friendly across the board. There's values everywhere. So I think that's going to create a little bit of a vacuum with some lesser played players. So I think that Matthew Stafford is going to be a little bit contrarian. He does not have the rushing upside of a few of the other quarterbacks on the slate, but Tampa Bay is not a team that you should run the ball against. The Rams under McVay typically do not throw the ball to their running backs. They also play basically 4 guys in the passing game. So he is extremely easy to double stack. That Cooper Kupp guy is pretty good. And then pick one of the others, especially like Odell Beckham Jr. with the amount of usage he's gotten in the red zone and in the end zone since coming over. 6 touchdowns in his 8 games with the Rams, I believe is the number. Don't fact check me, but I think that's right. Tampa Bay allows a league high 40.2 pass attempts a game. That would be greater than the 17 that he threw last week when they absolutely throttled Arizona. This is a pace up spot. The Buccaneers are the fastest operating team left in the postseason. Part of that is because you can't run the ball against them, which means more throws, which means the clock stops a lot more. So you get more plays in. And as I said, he can be very efficient. Especially against the blitz, where this is his best fantasy season when he has been blitzed in terms of fantasy points per attempt since 2010. And Tampa Bay blitzes 38.4% of the time, highest in the league. And no other team in the playoffs is over 29%. So this is actually a good fantasy matchup for Matthew Stafford to maybe get 45, 50 attempts. Obviously, passing attempts don't necessarily translate to fantasy points. Efficiency does when it comes to quarterbacks. Volume at every other position, efficiency at quarterback. But like, if you have an efficient quarterback like Matthew Stafford and you give him a lot more attempts, there's more opportunities for him to have that 300-yard game. They're not going to be able to probably run the ball very well or efficiently or consistently against Tampa Bay, which means possibly 45, maybe 50 attempts with somewhat efficient throws to Odell Beckham Jr., Kupp, Higbee, Van Jefferson down the field. So I like his chances for a tournament as a less trafficked quarterback and double stack.
Yeah, that double stack is, you're right. It seems really easy with the Rams because they have so many weapons there to be able to choose from. So another quarterback that we like really quickly is Tom Brady on the other side of that game, $6,800. Do you need to say why you like Tom Brady in the playoffs, or is it just we like Tom Brady in the playoffs at $6,800, you know?
Yeah, the pass heaviest offense in the NFL, right? And he's the quarterback. He's great. You know, they're going to throw it a ton in this game. So absolutely.
Hey, Mike, do you own or rent your home?
I sure do.
Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work too. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around the house, like putting iRigs together. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. It's geico.com. All right. We've got next up. Let's talk about some running backs, Mike Clay. We're going to talk about Derrick Henry, $7,500 coming back here for the first week since returning from his injury. any concern that he's not going to be 100% full go, that they won't give him a full workload. And two, $7,500 for Derrick Henry just seems unbelievably low. Like, that obviously priced down based on the injury, you know, comeback there.
Yeah, and he is the highest priced running back on the slate, right? So he's 700 more than any other back, which is notable, but I don't think he'll be too limited. I mean, he may have played last week, so he's an extra week to rest up and get rolling for this game against Cincinnati. And look, everything's on the line, right? What are you holding back for? You have to win this game and win the next three, including this one, to win the Super Bowl. And then it's on to the offseason. So I do think, you know, assuming he's ready to go and healthy, he'll be a full go in this one. I have him projected for 6 more fantasy points than any running back not named Leonard Fournette, who I also love this week. I think he's an outstanding value play. Would have talked about him more, but he's not 100% confirmed to play in this game. It seems very likely. He said he indicated he'll play. If he does, I'll likely have him in my lineup. But aside of him, Henry really stands out. And, you know, let's not forget about his production earlier this season. I mean, he may have been on the way to a career year, and that's saying something, right? 27.4 carries per game, 24 fantasy points per game. He had 10 touchdowns in 8 games, and he was also averaging, and it's not a huge number, but 2.5 targets per game. That's a career high, right? So he was also on his way to a career best season in the passing game as well, which is important and certainly raises his floor. The Bengals, by the way, 7th most fantasy points allowed over expected to running backs this season. They've allowed 100 plus scrimmage yards to 9 running backs, or they did so during the regular season. So you can run on them. Larry Ogunjobi's out, which is notable up front for the Cincinnati Bengals and certainly helps Henry's cause. So yes, even in his first game back, I am willing to spend up here for Derrick Henry.
All right. Man, I'm excited to watch Derrick Henry run again. I am not going to lie. This is going to be fun. Al, you want to talk about AJ Dillon, and I'm pumped about this because AJ Dillon is only $5,100. Mm-hmm. But you said, I think if I remember correctly, efficiency is what you want for quarterbacks, but volume is what you want for running backs. And for a $5,100 running back, AJ Dillon sure gets a fair amount of volume, it feels like.
He's basically splitting with Aaron Jones, right? It's like,
yeah.
It's not exactly 50-50 in terms of snaps and running back touches on the Packers, but like, it's pretty close, right? It's not an 80-20 split anymore. It's not a 70-30 split. I'm sure Mike is digging up the number now, but it's close to a 50-50 split. Let's just say that, and that's enough, right? Aaron Jones, though, 6,800 this week. A.J. Dillon, 5,100. Jones, a little bit more involved in the passing game in the last 3-4 weeks. AJ Dillon more involved inside the 5-yard line. And that's the upside that I'm looking for. It's only 5,100. What does he have to do to really pay this off? If he falls into the end zone one time, you know, the Packers are going to get inside the 5 this week. They have one of the higher team totals on the week. They do very well offensively against everything. And Dillon's last 3 games, 37 carries, and he's gained yardage, positive yardage on 33 of those carries. He does not get hit in the backfield very often. 4 or more yards gained on 62% of those carries. So big play upside here. Is involved enough in the passing game to warrant it. I know that it's a split carry job, but like, I'd way rather play AJ Dillon over Aaron Jones in the same spot for 1700 less to open up everything on the outside with all the superstar stud wide receivers that exist and really thrive in DraftKings full PPR. So I get enough out of 5100 for AJ Dillon, and it allows me to spend up elsewhere.
I love that. I love that call, Alan. I'm totally with you because there's a lot of, like you said earlier, there's a lot of good pricing at wide receiver that we are going to get into here in just a minute. A couple other running backs. We like Leonard Fournette, $5,700. Mike, you talked about him earlier. If you knew for a fact he was going to play 100%, that $5,700 price point, it's just too good to pass up. So definitely monitor that. Make sure he's going to be there. And Devin Singletary, $5,900 taken on Kansas City. Singletary has had just a huge workload. He's just, I feel like he's, whether he's catching the ball, whether he's running the ball, he is just, I love being able to see that sub 6K for Devin Singletary. Another easy way to be able to find some decent wide receivers this week. All right, we've hit the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, still has huge cash prizes up for grabs. This week, new customers can get in the game and play for free for millions with their first deposit. There are only a few weeks left of football, so draft your squad now. Playing daily fantasy football is simple. Just pick your lineup of NFL stars while staying under the salary cap, score enough points to bring home the cash. And with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes, you'll feel the action of the divisional round like never before. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code FFF to play free. For millions. That's right. Enter promo code FFF to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. Get in the action for the divisional round only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, Mike Clay, Stephon Diggs, $6,500. $6,500. Mm-hmm. Taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. I got to tell you, if you're going to stack somebody with Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs is not bad at that price point.
Yeah, exactly. And look, there's eight teams on this slate, right? Four games, two teams, eight. That works out to eight, four times two. I'm good at math, right?
Math guy. I got that right.
Yeah, nailed it. Four times two is eight. But look, Stephon Diggs, the seventh price wide receiver. You telling me six teams have a better number one receiver? I mean, there's some talent here. Don't get me wrong, but that just seems too low, you know, for a guy that's this good and so heavily targeted. Look, only four targets in the blowout last week, but he had at least nine in his prior three games. In fact, he has 13 or more targets in three of his last six games, right? So, yeah, I know he was down last week. They didn't need him very much in that win, but the volume has been there. During the regular season, he had 10 touchdowns. He averaged 9.6 targets per game. There's just a lot to like for one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And also a good matchup here against the Chiefs, top seven in fantasy points allowed to receivers over the last 8 and 4 weeks. They've allowed 19 touchdowns to the position this season. That is sixth most in the NFL. So, yeah, it's and again, stats aside, I mean, you could just look at the board, you know, look at your available options at wide receiver this week, and you just see sometimes guys jump out at you, right? It's too low. And Stephon Diggs is one of those guys at 6,500. You know, price below Mike Evans and, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is fantastic, but more boom bust than Diggs, I suppose you could say. You know, Tyreek Hill's been kind of up and down. He makes sense, but, you know, just to be a guy like Diggs, who, you know, could score two touchdowns at any given point, which would be a high scoring pass heavy game, to be priced this low, it's hard to pass on.
Yeah, I hear you there. I looked at him a lot when I was setting my lineup. We'll see where we're landing. Not gonna give anything away. We'll see where that landed. Al, you got Cooper Kupp here, $8,600, taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And like you said earlier, if you're gonna double stack Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, maybe not a bad place to start because you can pass on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, on Mike's Stephon Diggs pick, imagine a secondary stack with like Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill for $13,000 of your salary in total.
Oh my gosh, seriously,
that's absurd. Right, in the highest total game that gives you the late swap and gives you a lot of flexibility. Like it's gross what you can do this weekend with the pricing. Gross in like a fun, you know, building lineups on DraftKings way.
Of course, yes.
So why am I going to play Cooper Kupp? Because I can.
Okay.
It's that simple. He's 8,600. He averages like 27 DraftKings points per games. They're going to have to throw the ball more this week. Game log watchers are going to latch on. We'll say, look, he didn't get a lot of targets last week. They threw the ball 17 times. Because they didn't have to. Like Cam Akers, I know this is a fantasy show and like daily fantasy specific. Like, you know, can we give it up for like Cam Akers? Like, I did not think that he was going to be that spry and explosive like 6 months after an Achilles injury. That was amazing, first of all. But they're not going to be able to do that, theoretically, against Tampa Bay, who forces you to pass, which means more targets incoming for Cooper Kupp. 10 to 15 targets is what I personally think the range I think is going to fall. And Mike, how many targets do you have Cooper Kupp projected for this week? If I'm putting you on the spot, I can keep rambling.
No, I got it. I have him with, I'll give you an exact number, 12.1.
See, that's between 10 and 15. So that's right it where is. I have him.
It is almost right in the middle of that. So yeah. Well said, well done.
Yeah, so like that's the range where I've got him. Touchdowns in three straight games for the fourth time this season that he's accomplished that.
Touchdowns. Another,
like
in
all
three
the stats on Cooper Kupp are just
time.
Absurd.
Wow.
Like
wow.
Everything's just ridiculous. And you would think that like the argument is, well, you know, defensive coordinators are going to figure things out and they're going to roll coverage over to Cooper Kupp. Well, I haven't seen that happen because every week he's like wide the hell open on at least three or four of his catches that go for 20 plus yards. Like they do a great job of scheming him open and you can't cover everything in this Rams offense. They take advantage of forcing your defense to do what they want, and then they know where those open spots are. So Cooper Kupp going to feast again this week, and he's like at the lowest price he's been since week 5.
Which is amazing. Amazing. A couple of the guys that we like this week, Davante Adams, $8,500 taking on San Francisco. T. Higgins, only $5,700. T. Higgins, that boomer bust, man, you hit the right week at $5,700 and you are cashing, taking on Tennessee this week. And Mike, you also like Cooper Kupp as well in cash games, not just tournament games like Al. All right. This past year gave us a lot of time to reflect, especially when it came to our jobs, and many of us reassessed, what do we really want out of our job? Maybe we decided that there were things that we should walk away from, like careers that don't align with our passions, or there were things that we deserve more of, like higher pay and better benefits. Well, it's 2022, and we say, whether you need a job or want a better job, this is your year to find a job that you absolutely love. And to help you, there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter pitches your profile to employers for great jobs. And if someone from that company really likes what they see, they can personally invite you to apply for their job. Who knows? ZipRecruiter may even send you an awesome job that you never even knew existed. So don't wait. Let ZipRecruiter help you find the job that you absolutely love today. Sign up for free on ZipRecruiter.com today. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com right now to sign up absolutely free and put ZipRecruiter to work for you. All right, guys, let's talk about a couple of tight ends here to close this out. Mike, CJ Uzomah, $3,400. I still don't understand how, with the amount of targets he's getting every week, he's still priced so low. He's my favorite, like, basement tight end play this week. But tell me why you like him, because people don't care what I have to say.
Yeah, exactly. The sixth price tight end again.
What do you mean? Yeah, exactly. Which part? Yeah, exactly. They don't care what I have to say, or yeah, exactly. You like him as well.
I just thought it was a blanket response to both, you know.
Okay, got it. Gosh. Okay.
One answer, you know.
Yeah.
Covers two questions. So look, sixth price tight end, nearly half the cost of Travis Kelce. So look, if you want to spend up at other positions, you want to get Josh Allen in there. Maybe you want to use Derrick Henry. Maybe you want Kupp, Davante Adams. You got to spend down somewhere. And one of the places I think you can afford to do that is tight end. Look, Uzomah last week, first game of the playoffs, 6 targets, caught them all, 6 for 64 and a touchdown. The Bengals have switched to a pass heavy offense. Okay. Early in the year, they ran the ball. Then they became a little bit more balanced. Then they started to lean toward the run. Over the past 4 weeks, they are the pass heaviest offense in the NFL adjusted for game script. That has helped out Uzomah a little bit. He's had 6 plus targets in 5 of his last 6 games. That certainly helps your odds of getting around 9 or 10 points, which would be about 3x. And he has 3 or more catches in 7 straight games. In fact, during that stretch, guys, check this out. During that seven game stretch, more targets than Tyler Boyd. But I think that would surprise a lot of people. So consistent targets for Uzomah. It is a tough matchup. That's the one thing that scares me here. The Titans have been good against tight ends, 50th fantasy points allowed. They face some good ones too. That does make me nervous. But again, we're spending down at 3,400, and based on the volume he's seen, I think he could pay it off and one touchdown and you're off and running. So he is certainly, it's him or Higbee probably, but I'm leaning towards Uzomah. He's a little cheaper.
Okay. All right, Al, you want to talk about Rob Gronkowski, who comes in this week, I believe, at $5,800, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Rob Gronkowski getting in the end zone again this week. I'm just feeling it.
All right. You're predicting touchdowns. I like it. I never try to predict touchdowns. It's way too variant, but like, he scored a touchdown or had 9 plus targets in 7 of his past 8 games. So like, it's, again, it's the Franklin Mint plates, right? Like, I'm not saying.
Yeah.
that it's going to go up in value, but all the others have. He's got a deep reception in 8 of his 13 games this season. There's nobody left to throw to, whether it's like Godwin getting injured or like another receiver just kind of walking off the field and not playing anymore. The amount of players that Tom Brady can trust, and yes, I know on this show, if I say the word trust, I have to say trust is a strong word, Daniel, but
strong word.
Who's he throwing the ball to? Especially when they get close, it's going to be Gronk. It's going to be Mike Evans. Maybe they'll sprinkle a little bit, of Cam Brate in there. But like, realistically speaking, Evans and Gronk have seen, and realistically so, an increased market share of the targets. So nobody hits the quarterback less than the Rams. They just don't get to the quarterback all that often. And if Tom Brady has time, he's going to find his warm blanket in Rob Gronkowski.
I like it. I like that call. Mike, you mentioned Tyler Higbee at $4,000 on the other side of that Gronk play. Still good, a good tight end, and $4,000 is not bad for Tyler Higbee and what we think that we're going to see in that high scoring game there as well. All right. Beard versus the Brain, brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. So go to geico.com today. Mike, I'm going to let you go first this week because you've won the last, I don't know, like 6 weeks in a row. So go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to, I'll fly through these quick because I'm going to give you one with Fournette, one without, right? Because my initial lineup did not have Leonard Fournette, but it does look more and more like he's going to play. So I want to get him in there. But the one without is Allen at quarterback, Derrick Henry, Cam Akers at running back. Akers, 5,500. He's cheap enough that you can still roll with him in a tough matchup against Tampa Bay. Davante Adams and Alan Lazard got two Packers wide receivers in a good matchup against San Francisco, kind of struggling on the perimeter. Cole Beasley, I don't really want to use him anymore. The more I did work on him, and he didn't play much last week. And I think they're kind of phasing him out using Isaiah McKenzie and Gabriel Davis more. Emmanuel Sanders is healthy as well. I'm going to get him out of there. CJ Uzama, Stephon Diggs, and the Bills defense. But again, I'm going to get Fournette in there. Barring a surprise and he doesn't play, I'm going to get him in there. So another option you have here, Josh Allen, a quarterback, Henry and Fournette at running back. Cooper Kupp and Stephon Diggs, I could still get them in there at wide receiver. And then I'm going to CJ Uzama at tight end, Bills defense, all pretty good. I have two punts here. Alan Lazard, still like him, explosive plays in that Packers offense. I get a piece of that matchup. And then I got to go cheap at the other spot, Tyler Johnson for Tampa Bay. He's going to play a majority of that game. Might only get a few points out of him, but man, to get Henry and Fournette and Allen and Kupp and Diggs, built a good defense from Buffalo. I mean, I think I'm okay punting with Johnson to get all those guys in my lineup.
Heck yeah. All right. That's going to be a tough one. I'm coming at you with Joe Burrow, $6,600. My running backs right now, until I hear otherwise, until I know that CEH and Darrell Williams are going to play, I'm throwing in Jerick McKinnon at $4,800. I want to make sure that this is going to be the play. This is obviously something I'm going to change probably as we get closer, but a really cheap play that allowed me to fit in a couple of wide receivers and tight ends that I really liked. Also, Devin Singletary at $5,900, my other running back. And then that gives me A.J. Brown, $6,200 at wide receiver. Jamar Chase, $7,100 at wide receiver. Mike Evans, $6,800 at wide receiver. Travis Kelce, $6,500 at tight end. And CJ Uzama is going to end up being my flex play at $3,400 with the target share that he's been getting. And I've got the Bills defense as well. I was looking through all the defenses there, Mike, trying to figure out who it is that I want to play, because I had enough money basically for any of those bottom three. And I just feel like if the one team that's probably going to throw the most, I would assume, is going to be the Chiefs. So I just wanted to pick someone that was going to have the most attempts for a team to get a turnover. So anyways,
there you go.
There we go. Al, give us your tournament lineup.
I think the main theme that both of you have hit on, and I'm going to be hitting on the same thing, is you got to kind of stay frosty and keep your head on a swivel at running back, because there's a lot of question marks right now. It's the time that we're recording. Yep. Is Thursday morning, noon Eastern time. So I, too, am going to take a couple of chances at running back. These might change by the weekend with Jerick McKinnon and Leonard Fournette. If Fournette's not there, then Keyshawn Vaughn is $4,700 and he's basically a free. And it'll open up another $1,000 in salary for you. I'm going with the Matthew Stafford double stack. Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Higbee at tight end. I'm going to bring them back with Fournette, as I had mentioned, at running back. And then, as I kind of teased in the wide receiver section, I'm going to have Tyreek Hill and Stephon Diggs as a late game secondary stack. And I'm also going to have Dawson Knox and flex double tight end, obviously available to you on a shorter slate. You kind of have to be a little bit creative to make things work. So that's my tournament lineup for this week. Whole lot of firepower. Everybody's cheap.
Everybody's cheap. This was a fun week. I could put together a handful of lineups and have a lot of fun with it this week, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Appreciate you being with us throughout the playoffs. We're having a ton of fun being able to do this. Again, follow at Mike Clay NFL, at Daniel Dopp, at Al Zeidenfeld, and check out both Best Buys and Mike's, what is it that we called this? Your primer?
Playbook.
Mike? Oh, playbook. Yeah. Playbook. Yeah.
Your We'll get it by the Super Bowl.
One of
yeah.
These
you'll
days.
Get it. Yeah. For by training camp.
Yeah. Check
we'll mail it down.
Check those out on ESPN Plus. All right. Thank you, guys. We love you so much. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Good luck here this week, and we'll see you next week. Who's that? Who's that?
no secret, not a mystery. The one that we depend on for all our podcast needs. Graduate Full Sail, you a Lions fan through and through, with the hippest beard, I'm telling you.